26 people were murdered last year in Wilmington, Delaware. Tattoo artist Aaron Black Picasso Ray has started painting portraits of some of the homicide victims, giving them to families hoping to help them heal. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman reports.
At his tattoo shop on Wilmington's west side, Aaron Ray, or Picasso as he's known locally, began to meet the families of local homicide victims. They would come in with a photo of their loved one and commission a rest in peace shirt.
After a while, it felt like almost like an undertaker, like it's a mortuary from doing all the rest in peace shirts.
So Picasso decided to paint memorial portraits for the families. He doesn't charge them anything. He just asks them to text him some photos and picks the most compelling one. So far, he's made 10 portraits. At his shop, Picasso shows me a picture of Thomas Cottingham, who went by the nickname Cannibal. He died while trying to save a woman and her baby during an armed attack in September.
That right there captured him, got his jewelry, all his piercings.
But beyond the physical details, Picasso captured something about Cannibal's spirit. His face is luminous, and he looks like he's in on a well-planned, practical joke.
And the expression on his face is out of this world. It freaks out a lot of people that come in, because it's a lot of people that knew him. So they look at him, they look at the picture, and they say that's just like looking at him like he's alive right now.
Picasso says he does this work because he believes it will help the families heal. He presented the portraits to family members last month at a special event at Studio 2L, his tattoo shop.
When they actually see the painting, they're just like flabbergasted.
At Marquita Mangrum's house in Wilmington, one of Picasso's portraits hangs prominently above the TV. It's of her 19-year-old son, Raekwon, posing in the mirror before taking a selfie. Raekwon was killed in April. Mangrum says the gift of the portrait is deeply touching.
Well, it marked week 37 that my baby was gone. So it just, I don't know. Somebody else thought about it, not just me.
Dr. Lee Anderson, a psychologist and one of the founders of the Delaware Grief Awareness Consortium, says that's why Picasso's portraits are so important.
Something as simple as being remembered is huge when you are in grief, especially with sudden violent death.
Anderson says grief doesn't follow a timetable, and she says the paintings humanize Wilmington's crime problem.
It also makes the number, the statistics, a real face, a real image, a real person, rather than the next numbered homicide.
For Marquita Mangrum, Picasso's gift made her feel less alone.
And this painting says a lot. And it means a lot. I smiled after a long year. I smiled again when I didn't think I could smile anymore.
For WHYY News, I'm Ann Hoffman.